What areas of my life today am I implementing solutions to problems that are actually perpetuating the problem and making it worse? I think this is an important thing for me to think about today, and I've been thinking about it because I've seen in life so often that some of the problems we try and solve are not as bad as the solutions that get implemented to solve them. And sometimes we spend a lot of work or hope a solution will work to a problem, and then we actually make it worse. What's important for me is to notice when I do this in my own life, because it doesn't matter if the government does this, or even to me, if you're doing this in your life, or if I see someone doing it on TV. What matters is if I can identify when I'm doing it. Because if I'm doing it, then I can change something about it. So I pose this question to you today as a thought-provoking question. I hope is useful for you in looking at your own life, and I'm doing it with myself. So if you don't understand exactly what I mean, I'll explain it a little more. I was a police officer, and before that, I was a young hoodlum, you could say, that went and caused trouble. So I've been on both sides of the crime equation. I've been on the policing side trying to stop crime. I've been the young man that was causing problems also, and who ended up interacting with the police on account of his problems. So I saw a sign my gym posted. I go to LA Fitness, and I saw a sign they posted saying that people were breaking into cars and that you should secure your valuables. Now, what is this sign intended to do? The sign is intended to try and help people avoid having their cars broken into. So LA Fitness puts it up thinking, well, this will deter crime. It will let people know who are thinking of committing crime that we notice what's going on, that we're not just sitting by and doing nothing. And it will help the people going to the gym avoid having their car broken into. Good lines of thinking, right? This makes sense. You have a problem. This is a logical solution. Now, what also happens when they put the sign up there? As a former police officer and as a former hoodlum, you could say, I think, great, this sign signals that car break-ins happen in this parking lot. This confirms to me that this is the kind of place where people break into cars. Now, if you assume the problems in life are completely different than the solutions, in other words, if you assume that certain people are committing crime and certain people aren't, in terms of people you can define, then it kind of makes sense. If you assume the people who are committing crime are people just like you, then an entirely different set of solutions starts to look obvious, and you can see, wow, maybe that's not a good idea to let people who are just like me know that this place is a place where people break into cars. So often posting things like this actually make the problem worse because someone who goes to that gym who might break into a car then sees, oh, you know what? There's things worth stealing at this gym in this parking lot. This is a place where I might be able to take something. And that might not have been thought of before. It might not have been something that the same person might not have thought of doing that until, oh, okay, the gym, this is a kind of place where crime goes down. And the same thing with existing members of the gym. They might not have realized. I realize cars get broken into all over the place from my experience going to car break-in calls. What I also don't do is I don't frequently think about it happening around me. I have a general system I use to keep my valuables with me, and I kind of do that everywhere. Well, now when I go to LA Fitness, I realize, oh, this is the kind of place where people break into a car. Maybe I don't want to come here. Even though that's ridiculous because cars get broken into all over the place, it's still my subconscious reaction is, you know, maybe this isn't the kind of place with me. So the solution is also part of a problem then. The problem becomes that LA Fitness now, is that a place where I ought to hang out? Is it the right kind of place for me to be? That one little sign there sends a lot of unconscious negative signals out that then perpetuate the exact problem it's up there to prevent. So it doesn't matter to what LA Fitness is doing. I don't care what they're doing with their crime prevention strategy. The question is, how can I apply this in my own life? And my answer is, I try and see when I'm doing something that's making a problem worse. And that starts with acknowledging the problem to begin with. I've had a health issue recently of having some hives and dry skin on my chest and back and neck. And I didn't even realize there was a problem for quite a while. And then a lot of the solutions I applied, actually, for example, I tried changing my deodorant or my shirts. I tried all kinds of different things that didn't end up making any difference on it, and that actually weren't related to why the problem was happening in the first place. So I wasted a lot of time trying ineffective solutions, and then at the same time, I tried things that distracted me from fixing the real problem. Now it seems that this is a food allergy, and that's often common. It's okay, we go about trying to solve our problems the wrong way in life lots of times. The problem is when you implement a solution and you don't get any feedback on it. When you think something you've done has solved the problem and it really hasn't. Now, LA Fitness puts that sign up there. They're liable to think, okay, well, we put that sign up there. We did what we could to solve the problem. Instead of looking at anything else, well, maybe there's other things going on related to that car break-in. Maybe there's other things they might want to do besides put that sign up there. So sometimes it's not as simple in our lives to fix whatever problems we can see as to just put a sign up at the front desk. And that often can be a deterrent to doing anything at all. You're like, well, I'm trying an elimination diet to solve what might be a food allergy problem in my life now. And it takes a lot of work. Often whatever real solution to a problem you have takes a lot more work than just putting a sign up at the front desk. So what I need in my life, I want to know, when am I putting a sign up at the front desk? When am I trying some superficial solution that basically is just easy for me to do? And when am I actually making a real effort to solve the problems I'm having? I want to make a real effort to solve the problems I'm having. So thinking about the problems in this way, this helps me today. I pray today to be willing to look at the solutions I've applied to my problems and to see if they really have solved the problem, or if they're making the problem worse, or they're eliminating me from doing what I actually need to do to solve the problem. I pray that I'm willing to look honestly at the problems in my life enough to also honestly judge the solutions I'm applying to those problems. I pray today that in sharing this with you, that you have all the same opportunities. Because when you're able to effectively solve your problems, well, that's a big help to me in my life. When everyone around me has fewer things they're doing, then I have fewer things that I need to struggle with as well. So thank you very much for watching this. I'm honored you've spent this time with me while I'm playing Call of Duty Black Ops Zombies, and I hope you have a great day today.